with you. Father's Day poll today. Which of these dadisms did your father say most often? A, money doesn't grow on trees. B, you think I'm made of money? C, stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about. D, no one said life is fair. E, go ask your mother. There you go. So which of those was your...
Go ask your mother.
Go ask your mother. Yep. All right, what about you, Heather? Who or what? Which of those areas did you...
What was that? Money doesn't grow on trees. Actually, my dad had a nice collection of baby trees.
When
I
really?
Was I was a hippie. A daughter of a hippie.
Ah.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are baby trees?
Oh, he wasn't supposed to be growing them, put it that way.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So money did grow on trees to him.
I'm liking you more and more, Heather.
Why do you think my name is Heather Celeste? Heather being a flower of the earth, Celeste being, you know, the sky. So it was supposed to be the perfect union of heaven and earth.
Wow.
Yes, 60s perfect. Child I am.
Wow. Oh, boy.
All right, let's see who else... Jennifer, you're... Well, I was trying to pick one out that I thought your father...
He didn't say any of those.
No.
Nothing, but probably the most important message that he would always give to me is, if you really want something, you ought to work for it. And boy, did he put me to work for it. From the time I was 12, I was working for it.
The poll at DougStephan.com yesterday, what are you getting your dad for Father's Day? Let's see here. 39% said, when's Father's Day? Cool. 22% said a phone call. 19% said a card. 11% said dinner out. 6% said sport tickets. And 3% said some electronic gadget. That's pretty interesting how that all pairs together. How about some good news here?
Good news blowing in your window.
I thought you would find this was a good news story. We get to good news, then we get to some more good news from Michael McMaster, who will help motivate you for sure. Here, speaking of motivation, the story of a California teenager who was paralyzed most of his life, lived up to his big promise, graduation this week. He walked on stage to accept his diploma. For the last 3 years, Patrick Iveson of San Diego, 17 years old, been going through intensive therapy and training just with this in mind. For 3 years, he's been working 6 hours a day in physical therapy so that he could walk again, so that he could get on stage during commencement and actually go over and get his own diploma. What a neat story.
Wow.
He
suffered a spinal cord injury in a car crash when he was 14 months old. All of his life, he's been trying to develop in a way, and he decided 3 years ago when he got to high school that he was going to walk across the stage during commencement ceremonies. And when he did, the room was, people stood up, standing ovation, cheers. What a neat thing. What a great encouragement. And the trainer that he'd been working with for these 3 years was there with apparently has a service dog and a custom sort of machine that helped him walk. But then when he actually got to the stage, he didn't use anything. Walked across, get his diploma, had a 4.0 grade average.
What a great Father's Day gift, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just think about that.
4.0 and he walks.
Walks, according to the sources there. It really was something that was the talk of the town in San Diego this week. So, good for him. Now, that's motivation for you, isn't it, huh? Speaking of motivation, Michael McMaster is a master motivator, and he joins us with some helpful motivation in just a moment here on Good Day.
Fearful investors are fleeing from stocks, real estate, commodities because of economic instability here and abroad. Swiss America reports, investors are smart to seek a safe haven, but most are making a dangerous mistake that's hazardous to their wealth. Many are jumping from the frying pan into the fire by converting their assets into U.S. dollars. Converting assets into dollars, it's like seeking shelter from today's bear market inside the bear's cave. Politicians can debase the dollar by printing trillions of them out of thin air. Instead, Swiss America says buy solid things the Fed and the politicians cannot print and therefore cannot devalue, as they have the U.S. dollar. I'm talking about gold, and I'm asking you to call the company that believes, like I do, that once you have all the facts, life's decisions become a whole lot simpler. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN, and ask for the Future of Money CD and Remaking Money, a special report for solutions. Again, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Dear man, and by man I mean you. It's time for your annual summer shopping spree. Time to replace your torn cargo shorts, grease-stained polos, and worn thin swim trunks. Well, good news, Flyboy. Everything Manish is on sale at Old Navy. Think that's something? Get 50% off all polos, short-sleeve shirts, swimwear, and more now through Sunday. We could only make this event more manly if we sold battleships and firm handshakes. How do we do it? We're Old Navy. It's what we do. The greatest deals known to man. Hundreds of items are 50% off now through Sunday. Now June 14th through 17th, select styles only. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Now, 13 after the hour, Friday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Michael McMaster is here. He is, as I have described many times, a master motivator. I know when we first got together, it was because I had asked him for some motivational advice. I thought this guy would be good to have on the radio because he's helped so many people. And I don't know whether you heard me just telling that story, Michael, about the teenager in California who had been at 14 months old, injured in a car accident, wrecked his spine, and he's been for the past 14-15 years trying to just learn how to cope with that. And then he decided when he started high school that he was going to walk across the stage, which is something he has not ever done at all. At 14 months old, you weren't walking. So this kid has never walked a step in his life. 3 years ago, at the end of his freshman year, he said, when I graduate, my goal is to walk across the stage, get my diploma. Kid had a 4.0 average and did that. So how do you take something like that and then spread it around so people, other than telling the story, you hear from lots of people, I'm sure, who have many less serious problems than that, woefully wrapped up in themselves, and they need to sort of get out of their own way, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the incredible discipline and focus that Paul had is just, it's beyond. I mean, everybody should take a copy of that story, whoever they get it, and use that as a motivation, because most people don't even come close to having that kind of discipline, but they just don't. But people find different ways to get around things, you know, different excuses not to do things, and that's how they spend most of their life. So, regrets like that, but
in regret, I mean, that's in regret, and that's something that's a general problem that people have: living a life of regret, living a life of fear, and thus they create for themselves disappointment. This dis-ease creates sickness. It's got to be frustrating for somebody like you who's in the motivational business to see folks that have so much potential wasted. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean just in a general sense. I was looking at something that was posted on our Dr. Ken Daily Dose page about optimism and laughter and how that brings you long life. We're faced with that. I suppose maybe it's the same kind of thing as the obesity problem that we have. You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
No, you can't. And what people don't realize, and I try to teach them this, that everything is one thought away. Like, if you're thinking one way, you just change the thought and it motivates you in a different way.
Yeah.
It's like happiness. If you have thoughts of sadness, you can change that thought to happiness. That power exists within inside of you. You don't need something from the outside to make that happen, because, you know, people look for things. So if I get this, I'll be happier. I'll get that, I'll be happy. No, you can just change the thought and be happy right now.
But don't you think that just doing something as simple sometimes as turning off the television
we become so fixated on video. We have these, I mean, some people have on their iPad the instant news updates. So when there's a headline from CNN, their phone goes beep, 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 beep. And then you go, like, wow, what's going on? Oh, there was a major explosion today in Hong Kong. Well, how does that affect, why would you, what do you need to know that for? Why do you care there was a major explosion? Huh? What?
Some people are addicted to drama. And so they need new drama all the time in some sense to make them feel good.
But it doesn't make them feel good. It makes them feel miserable.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I absolutely know. I mean, I was walking the other day down the street, which I do a lot, and I just happened to notice, I mean, I've done this as well, that how many people are addicted to their phones? Everybody's got their head down.
Yeah.
Looking at their phones.
Right. Nobody walks anymore with their head up looking forward. People, that's an amazing thing. Think about that, folks. When you're walking around, do you see people whose face is up and they're standing tall and look bright and happy? No. They're moping around looking at, like, zombies at these damn screens that are in front of them, or they're texting something that's meaningless nonsense and drivel. Listen to me how angry I sound about this. But it just is such a shame, all this potential up in smoke.
Well, to me, it's wasting life is the way that I see it, because it's not an interaction with life. It's an interaction with a screen.
Yeah.
And life goes by. You miss it when you do those kind of things.
Yeah, you sure do. All right, well, anyway, this a teenager paralyzed since he was a baby. Reaching that goal ought to be an inspiration for every single one of us. And a great story it was. You want to find out some great motivational things, check out Michael McMaster's website. It's michael-mcmaster.com. Or if it's easier, just go to the contributor box. Michael's picture is right there. Click on that. You'll go to his website and find lots of ways you can motivate yourself away from that dreary, dismal self into a brand new human being. Michael, thanks as usual. Happy Father's Day. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800 408-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back before you went away. I remember blue.
Father's Day is upon us. And there are many songs that would crop up about fathers. Some of the ones that I have favored in the past, like the one by Mike Douglas. Rich, you won't let me hear that anymore.
No.
He wants to listen to this instead. All right, so you've had yours. Let's get to Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton.
Yeah, I think a number of good songs for Father's Day. And My Father's Eyes by Clapton, I think, is pretty classic.
How did I get here? What have I done? When will all my hopes survive?
This is excellent.
How will I know when I look in my father's eyes?
Roberta, I find Eric Clapton to be at the same level as Bruce Springsteen. I think he is.
Oh,
I think
he's
probably a better
his ability to tell stories
he's
through his
probably
music.
Probably a better guitarist than Bruce.
Yeah.
Slow hand.
We're not talking about guitar. There's no argument about that. I just think he may not have as many stories in his repertoire, Richie, but the stories that he tells,
oh, sure he does.
Like this one.
Yeah,
he couldn't go on stage for 2.5 hours like Springsteen does.
Are you kidding?
2.5? 4 hours.
Clapton, 4 hours?
No,
he could.
Springsteen.
Look at Roberta, defending Bruce to the end.
I didn't mean to make this a debate, but yeah, no, all right. Let's get to the Winstons. This is the tearjerker song.
Geez. Here
for Father's Day.
There we go.
Well, it's not
hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll call this man father.
See, you're like a Richie.
I used to work at the 70s station here in Washington, D.C. And on Father's Day,
wall-to-wall Winston
back in the day. I mean, that was 1871.
This song came out in 1971.
Right. But we would have 100 people an hour call up and request a song on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. I remember as a jock, Father's Day Sunday, I was on the air live for the 71, 72, 73, 74, 4. I stopped playing music. This song, you couldn't run away from it on Father's Day.
You couldn't.
No.
What are you doing wrong with it?
No.
I heard him say just the other day that if it had no been for him, she couldn't have found her way.
Especially in any station that was within 100 miles of Washington or Baltimore.
She stopped stepping all over the hook.
No, excuse me. No.
Go ahead.
So those are the Winstons. How about father and daughter, Paul Simon?
You want to know that? I'm going to watch you shine, going to watch you grow.
gonna paint a sign so you'll always know. As long as
Tony used to play this for Megan and me on Father's Day.
There could never be a father of his daughter more than I love you.
Very cool.
Trust your intuition. It's just like going fishing. You cast your line and hope you get a bite.
Jennifer, does this remind you of the dance that Megan and I danced to at the wedding?
It sure does, Dougie, crying boy.
Oh.
No, it's very sweet, especially for Father's Day. They have such a cute relationship.
Oh, shut up. All right, where do we have McCartney? Oh, you got a couple of seconds here. You going to stay with Simon and leave it?
There's Paul.
Sure passes Paul. Yeah. All right. 28 after Father's Day Friday.
If it weighs a ton. Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, $2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on strings, sticks, and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safe Light.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we'll devote some time to fathers here. So Winston Churchill said, we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. You know, my philosophy of life is that we are all here to help. And as that is my mantra, I will let you in on a little secret. And this has nothing to do with Father's Day. I have a problem here, Rich.
What's your problem?
Uh-oh. The new lady in my life, whom I am quite taken with, is cleaning out my refrigerator at the moment.
Smitten with her.
I am smitten.
I love that.
You know, this has caused a big problem. I've had people asking me, who is this new lady friend?
Well, not only this, but
people are very curious.
Whenever this quote-unquote new lady in my life gets comfortable enough to start cleaning out your refrigerator.
She becomes a co-host.
No, what happens next is she tries to clean his desk.
No,
and that's
that.
When problems start.
No, she won't do that.
Oh, yeah.
No, she understands this is a what do we call it? The sanctuary. Yeah.
Does she?
But the refrigerator, she's been finding things that went back to 2009.
We're right, talking back at this point.
I remember when Tony used to come clean your refrigerator out and find cheese. Remember that cheese? It was, what, 20 years old?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, and you were just making penicillin.
It was cow cheese. I mean, it was wrapped in plastic and wax.
She just threw out a perfectly good onion. It had a little mold. I just cut the mold off.
If it's mold, you're disgusting. Your stomach is made of metal.
And there is the chocolate and tartar sauce.
Oh, together?
In there. No, well, they were the same price as cream.
Oh, God.
So we got all of these great things that could be used. Imagine the poor people in the world that don't have anything to eat. And we're throwing this stuff out. It's very troubling.
It's really weird.
How's that?
We had to put our dog down this month, so it's been 3 weeks since he's been gone, and there are just things that, that you get used to, and now that you don't do it anymore, it's really weird, such as when there are a little bit of rice and meat left. I mean, I live with my mother-in-law and my wife, two Colombian women, there's always meat and rice.
Right.
Meat and rice are great leftovers for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You go to wipe the little bit of meat and rice.
I would not give the food to Charlotte that I eat myself. I'm more careful about what I feed Charlotte than what I...
Yeah, but you eat a lot of junk, that's why.
Well, I'm not junk, I don't eat junk food.
You're
but
a healthy
I eat
guy
things.
Who you cheat.
Yeah.
So, but it's just so funny. You go to take the plate, and there'll be a couple of pieces of meat there with, a little bit of rice or something like that, and you turn to go put it in the bowl, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's just such a habit.
Yeah, and dog's gone.
Yep, dog's gone.
All right. All right, that's right.
Wife is already looking at new dogs.
Aww. Really?
She, when we put him down, she was, I'm never going to get another dog again. I'm never going to get this attached to any animal again. Now she's like, I went to the pound today.
Cute. All right, well, I want you to know, if I come in here on Monday and I'm upset, it's because my refrigerator has been cleaned.
You know,
I may not have time enough.
Maybe you ought to bring this this lady, this person of interest, who have you've yet to introduce, even though you had the opportunity last week.
I think we're going to keep that, too.
I think you ought to bring her up here and set her up to the mic and let us kind of give her the little checkpoints of warning.
No, I think
that she should probably... You should go away and let us talk to her. Let us fill in for 10 minutes.
There are certain things that she just needs to know.
Is that so?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to be the arbiter of that.
I've been through a lot of them, man.
Well, now he has.
This is what, when I was back in the car business, new managers used to come into a dealership, mm-hmm. and they used to think that they were going to, you know, chuck me out and bring their guy in, and I used to say, you guys come and you guys go, and I'm the one that's still here. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same with your girlfriends.
Yeah. This one, I will tell you honestly, and it's been a long time. A long, 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 long time since I have felt as good about somebody in my life as I feel about her.
Well, that's good.
So I'm not
I think it's
you,
a good pairing.
I'm not now, letting you ruin this.
But no.
Yeah, Heather sees
this
it because
she's
here.
This is pretty fast, though. Yeah, I mean, how long have you guys been seeing each other?
See, that's my thing. And Heather, you've kind of been on the ground for this one. Usually, Doug's been very good the last couple of years. He's been kind of backs off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking things
and
slow,
taking things
easy. And
how miserable do those ladies feel now?
Usually,
you feel very good about them.
Yeah, usually Doug's ready to, like, make him a co-host within 2 weeks.
No,
is that what happened with you, Rich?
With me? Yep, that's how I got here.
That's where it all began.
Yeah. Right.
So him and
the bar of soap.
Yeah. So is he taking this one a little slower? That's the big thing.
I think that's not an observational mm-hmm. question. Depending on everything is different always. Every person is different. Every situation is different. And I think we all find a comfort zone, and it sometimes comes with age. Sometimes it comes with experience. Sometimes it comes with just a light sort of something flashing, or just being ready. And it's very interesting in terms of perception. I don't mind being personal, but I don't like being private on the air. But I would say this, because most of you knew Toni and how she played into my life for 41 years plus that I'd known her. Mm-hmm. And especially, as a matter of fact, Meredith and I were talking about this last night. Toni sort of came back around when the four of us took the trip to China. And when I say come back around, she has always been, listen, I'm in the present tense. And I think that it is sort of a present tense thing. She was there, and there was a comfort, there was a friendship, there was a love that may have not allowed me to be as sort of open as I am now to having a more complete relationship. And I think that that's interesting because I met Meredith last fall when Toni was still alive, but she could see, she sensed what was going on, and she didn't want to get too...
Now you're allowed.
You weren't fully available.
Yeah, that may have been it. And mm-hmm. in fairness to the other people that have been around for a long time, it may have been, although, some of them were great choices. But I think this is something, and I offer this as a lesson to others, because I think you really have to know yourself. And what's the old expression? We get too soon old and too late smart. Mm-hmm. I made, as Richie's happy to point out laughingly, I made many mistakes, many of the same mistakes as many of you have in relationships.
Doug dated the same woman
over
again. In the 15 years, 16 years, whatever, I've been around.
Same woman.
He dated the same woman at least I know of 4 times.
Yeah. Right.
Is that the same woman in different bodies?
Yes. Literally? Okay. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, same woman in different bodies.
Same look. Yeah. Same attitude, same personality.
Yeah. Now, would you say that this current person is different from that mold and visually?
I don't know about. I would say, in fairness, that she's. I hope. I don't know. I hope she's not. I hope she's continuing to clean the refrigerator. I'm not listening to this. I think that she's different in many different ways. We all have an attraction quotient. There's something that we all initially feel when you look at somebody, okay, why is this person interesting? And then it's obviously going to be physical, but then you get into what is this person about? And if you have any kind of consciousness, any kind of emotional base, any kind of thought process.
So you're drawn to a certain package, and then when you open it up and see what's inside,
right,
then you
decide.
Right,
I think that's it. Right, yeah.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
I think
he also likes that spark in a relationship that usually ends up being an explosion.
Yeah. That can be a good thing. This isn't about Father's Day. Why are we talking about this?
Because it's fun.
It's fun to pick.
Yeah.
So one last question, and then we can move along.
Yeah.
The Tony thing.
Yeah.
I always thought that you would never really be able to be with somebody because of Tony.
Yeah.
Now I'm wondering whether it's not because of Tony, but because of you. You wouldn't let yourself be with somebody because of Tony.
That may be apt. I don't know that I've evaluated it that way.
Maybe
but
because of your kids, though. I mean, maybe still feel like you cheat, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember the only person actually prior to meeting Meredith that I have felt this strongly about was Wendy. And that was
The mythical Wendy.
Yep. And that was ages ago.
That's a high bar to hold, Meredith.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So under the circumstances, the kids, absolutely, they were kids. I'm talking, Megan was about, 10 or 11 at that time. And the way that they all got along, it was really a lot of fun. And that's what made it easy, because it was fun.
But you were a goy, and it was never meant to be.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that was part of it. But
now, how soon until Meredith meets your kids?
Well, I don't know. Who knows?
Is that a big deal for you?
No.
Really?
Where does Meredith live?
We're done with this conversation.
Somewhere not near you, I think.
Right. No. Me too.
Yeah, okay. We are.
That makes it better, actually. I always want someone who lives far away, too.
Finished with this conversation.
I live far away, Jen.
Yeah.
But I know, that's why I like you, Rich.
Your dad's central characteristics are what we're going to talk about in just a matter of moments here on Good Day. It's 16 before the hour.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself at the Walmart Wireless Center. Participants were compensated for their time.
Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, 2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on strings, sticks, and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen with Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. She just found something from 2004.
That's disgusting, Doug. Really, yeah. Truly.
It was a bell pepper.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
It got up and escaped the refrigerator when they opened the door.
It ran.
All right. So fathers and their characteristics. What do you like best about your father, Jennifer?
You know, I was just thinking about this the other day. I've been dating, and you know what? My dad makes it really hard for me to date because I hold every guy I date up to my dad's standards.
Your father?
That's so sweet.
And you know what? Huh? My dad can make me laugh. He makes me feel safe. He makes me feel protected. And I just, I don't know, I admire his brain both in personal and business matters. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. What did you admire, Heather, about your father, who's been gone for a number of years?
My dad was like the life of the party, the charming, charismatic, you know, the one everybody loved, Roy. Roy was lovable. And I'm always drawn to very outgoing, you know, charming, charismatic men.
Yeah, because of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not always a good thing, but I always am drawn to them.
Right.
Yep. Okay. We live and learn.
Hi, Roberta. What did you like best about your father?
I think it would be his work ethic and his sense of values. He instilled incredible values in me and an incredible work ethic. And for that, I mean, he was a man who came here when he was 15, didn't speak the language, and, you know, by the time he died, had created a legacy for his family.
But so. he must have, when he was talking, sounded like he was from the old country.
Yes, he did. He had an accent, yes.
But I had to believe that he had a real strong Italian
accent. Yes, he did.
Accent.
He did.
That,
I didn't hear it, you know, because I grew up with it.
Yeah.
But yes, right. He did. He had a very strong accent. But, you know, I dumpster dived with my father.
Yeah.
That's how, you know, this whole thing started.
How it all started, yeah.
I remember one time we went to a formal affair. We were in gowns, and he was in a tuxedo, and it was over at the Waldorf. And on the way home, he spotted a great dumpster with stuff sticking out of it. He stopped the car, and he and I, in formal wear, climbed into the dumpster while my mother was yelling, "What are you people doing?" Mm-hmm. Like,
that's the way to do it.
Shut up, Ma.
Richie, what about your dad? What do you admire as you think back about your father?
You know, this is something you heard me talk about him at his service.
When he died.
He was a golden rule guy. He treated people like he wanted to be treated, and you never really saw him vary from that. He was very good about, you know, always trying to do the right thing or be the right guy. And you know, hey, if you can do that and go through your life and not have to be a jerk to get somewhere, you're doing all right.
Yep. How was your day? Always a question that I think fathers ought to ask their spouses, ask their children. I think that's one of the things dads are supposed to do, is ask a question like that. I ask that, I don't know if I ask how was your day, but I certainly ask in a general way when I speak to both my children what it is that's going on with them. And yeah, this is a perfect out for these thoughts. It's 51 past the hour of the Good Day program. How will I know when
summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Let's begin the Inquisition. We have a mission to convert the Jews. We're going to teach them. We're going to help them
see the light
and make an offer that they can't refuse. Confess. Don't be boring. Say yes.
Isn't it wonderful that we have people who are geniuses in various businesses at various levels? This guy, certifiably crazy genius, and there's nothing that you can take away from this guy's ability to make people laugh.
Wouldn't you love just to have been in the room as they were writing this song?
But yeah,
because you know that they were sitting there with a couple of bottles
of wine
and just hysterically laughing.
But the story is that much of this was done, he and Carl Reiner. And there were five members. There was a Friday night poker game at Johnny Carson's house. Mel Brooks, Carl Reiner, Bob Newhart, and who was the four? Who was the next there?
I would have bought in with them.
Newhart. And I can't remember who the other one was. Can you imagine?
Rickles,
you may be right. Yeah. I think it was Rickles. I think you're right, Chucker. Can you imagine being around in a table for every Friday night with those five guys around the table? Can you? I mean, how do you even imagine what went on with those guys unbridled?
My cheeks would have been so sore.
It had to have been an absolute, the energy, the wonder of those guys being together every week, and Brooks, catalyst for all kinds of stuff. What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken! I love that. That's my favorite.
Really funny.
Mel Brooks, anyway, from The History of the World, Part 1, was the number one movie during the week in 1980.
I always wonder what happened to Part 2. Is it on the way?
No, I hope so, Chucker. The Inquisition, anyway, is the song from that movie.
So many things from that movie.
Oh, my God.
Hysterical.
Unbelievable. Okay, now, the movie of the day today is quite a sharp contrast to that movie, but as well known in the circles in which it has played over and over and over and over. It is every bit as much a classic in the genre, and it won't take you long to figure out who is in this movie and what the name of the movie is. So I give you that. You identify quickly at 800-510-8255, and you will get the swell prize. Here's the first audio clue.
But we still have one operation to go. If you guys foul up on this one, none of us will ever play the violin again.
All right. Anybody got it yet? Chuck, you probably got it, right?
I know that voice.
Of course you know the voice. It's Lee Marvin. How do you not know the voice?
Yeah, I mean, so it kind of gives you what area.
Yeah, it gives you the area, the genre. Next clue.
And where is Donald Duck?
Donald Duck's down at the crossroads with a machine gun.
You better not be asleep or we'll all be in trouble, huh?
That actor played Cheyenne Bodie. That help you out a little?
I think I know who Donald Duck is.
Yeah. I'm clueless.
Oh, well, you would be. It's not. It's not. This is not your cup of tea, nor your genre.
You know what I liked about Lee Marvin? That guy was so whatever he had, he just had it. He elevated the Chuck Norris movie, The Devil.
Oh
Boy.
Yeah,
remember that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's such a high level with his presence.
Well, he was cut out of the same cloth as John Wayne and Richard Boone in terms of how they lived their lives. That's why they all died so young. All right, last clue.
One.
Time for robots, we just begun.
Two.
The guards are through.
Three.
The Major's men are on a spree.
All right, one of the other characters, the hint is if I had a hammer. 800-510-8255. I like that for a hint. Not bad, Chucker, right?
Oh, not bad at all. Your hints are always good, Doug.
Thank you very much. All right, what's the name of that movie? This better not be a, what do they call it, a brain buster? 800-510-8255. Chucker, what movies are coming out this week that we will be excited about?
The two films open, the musical Rock of Ages, in which Tom Cruise plays a major supporting role. It's from the director of Hairspray. Reviews are somewhat mixed. Also, the critically acclaimed comedy, That's My Boy. Oh, no, I forgot. It's an Adam Sandler movie. The reviews are 80% negative. It's Adam Sandler's first it's Adam Sandler's first R-rated movie in quite some time.
Really?
I'm a fan, so I know I'll probably like it. Some bit of movie news. Disney's Little Ranger movie, which was supposed to be capped with a $215 million budget, reportedly is way over budget, costing more than $250 million and climbing. Why? A lot of reshoots and rewrites. Johnny Depp plays Tonto. Armie Hammer of The Social Network plays the Lone Ranger.
Right.
Hugh Laurie, the star of TV shows House, reportedly in talks to play a corporate villain in the MGM remake.
Mark, what's the name of that movie?
It's Dirty Dozen.
It's The Dirty Dozen. You are correct. Great flick. And it still holds up well when they play it on TV. You get the prize. Thank you.